afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is now 5:09 in Trinidad, and as I'm speaking to you, the presidential plane, Independence, the beautiful, big, sleek DC-6 is now taxiing up the runway in front of me. You'll hear the engines as they are revved up before they cut out.
Yes, at this time, the Colonel, Commander of Waller Field, Colonel John M. Schweizer, Jr., and Mrs. Schweizer, accompanied by Sir John and Lady Shaw, have moved to the head of the welcoming party to greet the President and Mrs. Truman as they descend from the aircraft. The motors are just being revved up to be before being cut out, and in a moment, we shall see the landing stage brought there so that the guests may descend on Trinidad soil. And now, as the guests come down here, we see the President and Mrs. Truman and Miss Truman descending down the gangway. And as they reach the bottom on the tarmac, Colonel Schweizer steps forward and shakes Mr. Truman by the hand. He presents Sir John and Lady Shaw and Mrs. Schweizer, and then they proceed further to meet the welcoming guests who represent various sections of official American and British communities in Trinidad. Meantime, the band of the Trinidad Police Force on the other side of the tarmac is striking up a lively tune, as you can hear now.